You're listening to Study Skills for Busy People, the podcast for real-world students. If you're studying while working, parenting, or caring, this podcast is for you. I'm Jane Coombe-Saul. Not only have I worked as a study skills tutor with university students for over 8 years, I did my PhD while working, parenting, and caring, so I get it. This series covers skills that are relevant from foundation level to PhD viva, and everything in between. This is not a subject-based series. It's skills, attitudes, and reality all the way. I didn't mean for study skills to become my thing. It's a passion that's grown over time. When I first started teaching study skills, I blamed the secondary school system. GCSEs, A-levels, and BTECs were spoon-feeding the younger students too much, not teaching them the independent learning skills I'd gained at uni. That was rather arrogant of me. Then I began to work with mature students and I found the same issues. Over time, I realised that it wasn't as simple as telling the students, well, at school you were taught, now you must learn. What did learning mean? Then I started my PhD and I realised another whole set of complications. You can get loads of excellent books for teaching yourself study skills. Some of the techniques I use have been adapted from those books, but the vast majority of them assume that being a student is your only job. These days, that's simply not true. Even if you went straight from school to uni, the chances are that you're at least working part-time. And if you came via the BTEC route, your skill set will be very different from those who did A-levels. If you came from the world of work, you've got a different skill set again. If you're starting a degree in your 30s or 40s, or older, or you took a break between your bachelor's and master's, as I did, the chances are you're not only trying to refresh and update all your skills, you're trying to run a house, look after kids, hold down some kind of employment, and maybe care for older relatives too. Throughout my PhD, we had three young adults in the house with a range of disabilities. We dealt with all sorts of family dramas. We lost my mother-in-law and helped my father-in-law deal with both the emotional and practical issues connected to becoming a widower. We ran a company. We still run a company. And I held down a number of casual and part-time jobs as well. All these things came and went. I'm not saying I did all of them all the time, but I did a lot of them all the time. In all honesty, there were moments when it was chaos. I came close to throwing in the towel on more than one occasion. And that's one of the inspirations for these podcasts. I'm more than happy to analyse my mistakes so you can avoid similar ones. There'll be loads more too, stuff that I've learned from teaching. Techniques, tips, tricks that you can think about, reflect on and grow yourself. As I said earlier, many of my themes and strategies have been adapted from existing scholars. There's nothing new under heaven and earth, and I will always acknowledge my sources. And there's my first academic tip for you. It's always better to over-reference than under-reference. You've been listening to Study Skills for Busy People. If you've enjoyed what you've heard today, let me know in the comments, request subjects, or ask me about one of my face-to-face courses at www.coombesaul.co.uk/contact-us/, and I look forward to hearing from you.